Christian, this series is called Voice of the Cello. Your cello very dramatically lost its voice at one point. What happened?
Yes, this is a pretty unique cello with a pretty unique history as well. Actually, this is one of the roughly 20 cellos that Antonio Stradivari made in his best period. And in 1962, this cello was in South America on a ship, on a ferry, and there was a fire on board, and actually the ship sank, and so did the cello. And the cello was gone for several days, and then was found completely in pieces, really destroyed. And it was heartbreaking to see these pieces lying around, and there's also photos of that time. And then carefully they were collected and being actually brought back to London to the Hills workshop at the time. And it took them about 2 years to put it back together. I think it's part of the miracle of Stradivari that it almost seems impossible to destroy this very individual voice, actually. Yeah.
That's the story in a nutshell. The cello didn't belong to you at the time. It was with the Trieste trio?
It was with the Trio di Trieste. They were a very well-known piano trio at the time. This was early 60s, so I wasn't around yet. And then this cellist, he kept it after the accident as well for another 20, 30 years. And then actually it was going to my former teacher, Heinrich Schiff, who played on it for about 15 years. And now I'm the very, very lucky one to be able to play it.
So Heinrich Schiff passed it on to you. Had you heard the story about it before it fell into your possession?
Actually, yes. I was a student in 1996 of Heinrich Schiff, studying in Salzburg at the Mozarteum. And this is just before Heinrich himself learned about the cello. So he heard about this being actually on sale in London. And he asked us students, have you heard of this famous Stradivari cello called the Mara with this accident? And then a fellow student of mine said, actually, we haven't seen it, but we have a poster of it on the wall in our student apartment. So the next thing, Heinrich came to see us in the apartment, look at the poster, afterwards came here to London and then fell in love with this cello.
You showed me a picture earlier, and it wasn't just a question of the ship sinking and there's the cello lying just a bit sodden at the bottom of the ocean, but it was actually in pieces. So to put it back together again was really a labour of love. What is it about the voice of this cello that you love? Why is Mara still with you and touring the world with you?
Probably generally the more wonderful a string instrument is, a violin, viola, or cello, the more individual also the sound is and recognisable. And I think I can recognise this cello blindly. And it's also very complex to play. It's not a cello you feel comfortable with straight away. It takes a lot of time getting to know it. It's more complex. The better the instrument, the more complex.
And is there a Mozart connection you were telling me about earlier as well?
Yes, there's many little, quite astonishing little details of this history. And the cello is called Mara, named after one of the first owners called Giovanni Mara. And he was married to a very well-known soprano at the time who was actually collaborating with Mozart. Mozart mentioned her husband, Mr. Mara, and this cello in a letter to his father. So Mozart must have heard this cello as well.
Wow, to share the stage with it is quite something. We could talk about Mara for a long time, but what are you and Mara and Catherine going to play next?
We're playing the G minor sonata by Gabriel Fauré. It's a real favourite sonata of both of us.
We've enjoyed the French music that we've heard in our earlier concert in the series and also earlier today. Is that something that you're particularly drawn to, the whole French school of sound?
I'm not really specialised in any direction, but I think in the case of Fauré, it was clearly thanks to Cathy, who introduced me to both these sonatas, and it's so nice to return to them, because was it about 10 years ago we recorded both the sonatas, and haven't, I think, played it since. So it's definitely, Fauré is one of a big favourite of Cathy, and I benefit from it.
And of course, this sonata was written just after Fauré retired, and having worked so hard all his life as a teacher, as an organist, as a choir master, suddenly he was delighted to have more time for composition. This was one of the earliest sonatas that he was able to really devote himself to. Christian, Mara and Cathy, thank you very much indeed. Once again, here are Christian Poltera and Catherine Stott to play the cello sonata number 2 in G minor by Fauré.